Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Master Staff Yudalad, and we are starting Yud Gimel Amud Beis about six lines up for the bottom with the words of Yossi B'Shem Rav Sheshes and in Vilna Tzur Sadaf. It's on Ches Amud Aleph, a few lines into the Amud. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Merim Sarah Basar B'Yakov Moshe, Hurtnish Shamash and Heaven Aliyah. As the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yossi says B'Shem Rav Sheshes, and Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi says B'Shem Rav Avin, Ha'amil Chaveira, let's a person tells his friend, Anima Asar Al Yadcha, I'll take off Meiser for you. Ain't Tzar Chlamud Imai, he doesn't have to stand with him. That's a literal translation, but this means he doesn't have to pick up the phone and call him to double check that he actually took Meiser off. Shimon, you don't have to worry. I'm going to take Meiser off your stuff for you. Shimon can happily eat away, trusting that Reuven did take off Meiser and he doesn't have to double check this. But now we're going to ask on this from a din in Erevin. We know that on Shabbos, a person is limited to the Tchum. The Tchum is 2,000 amos in all directions. So that means that a person is allowed to walk 2,000 amos in all directions from his Makam Shvisa, from where his official place of residence is. And that's usually a person's house. Now let's say for whatever reason, a person needs to walk further than that. So before Shabbos, he can change his Makam Shvisa. How does he do that? So he takes some food, he places it down 2,000 amos from where he currently is. Food is considered his makam shvisa, and now he's allowed to walk 2,000 amos from where he currently is to his food, and then another 2,000 amos from his food in whatever direction he would like. And that's one type of Eruv. So the Mishnah tells us as follows. Over there, we learned in the Mishnah, if he put his Eruv, he put his food in a tree above 10 tfachim, ain't a Eruv. It's not a valid Eruv. That's because we know that above 10 tfachim is considered a different Rishos, and that means that he's in a totally different Rishos than his Eruv is, and therefore it's not a valid Eruv. However, if you put it on the tree lower than 10 tefachim, it is valid Eruv, even though we know one is not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. Still, it's considered a valid Eruv, and we're not going to get to the details of why, because the main thing that we're getting out of the Mishnah is the following. If he tells somebody else to take it from him, it is a Eruv, meaning instead of him placing his food 2,000 amos away from where he gives his food to somebody else and instructs him to place that food down 2,000 amos away. It's okay, it's a valid Eruv, and now this fellow has changed his makam shvisa. On top, Blazer says, but however, he does have to double check with him to make sure that he put his Eruv down. And over here, you're saying this. It seems to me this Mishnah is not like what we're saying right now. As we just learned in this Mishnah, if you're going to instruct somebody else to put your Eruv down, so you have to make sure that he actually did your Shlichus. Whereas over here, when we're talking about Meiser, when Reuven tells Shimon he's going to take Meiser off for him, Shimon can trust that Reuven did it because Chazaka Shliach is a Shlichusai. So here we have a Stira. Do we say Chazaka Shliach is a Shlichusai or no? So Rav Chibrad answers, this is two different cases over here. When we're talking about Meiser, we're referring to a Gadol. When a Gadol says, I'm going to do this for you, you can trust him. Or when we're talking about a Katan, which is what the case of Erev is referring to, so you can't trust that he did the Shlichos, and that's why it has to be double-checked. However, Chananya says, B'Shem Rav Chanina, Afilu Tamar Kanvakan B'Gadol, Kanvakan B'Katan. We can say that both situations are talking about the same person. It's either a Gadol that's doing the Shlichos or a Katan that's doing the Shlichos. What's the difference between the two? Taman, Ba'aymer Loi, Ani Ma'aser Al Yadcha. That's proper Girsa. Over there, meaning in the case of Meiser, it's where the person on his own suggested, don't worry, I'll take Meiser off for you. So of course you could rely on the fact that he took off Meiser. He was the one that suggested that he's going to do it. However, over here when we're talking about Erevin, that's proper Girsa, it's where he instructed somebody else, please put down my Eruv for me. And over there, you can't necessarily trust him because since he was instructed to do it and he didn't offer to do it on his own, you have to double check to make sure he did a shlichus. I think what we're getting is Erevin is learned from Meiser and Meiser is learned from Erevin. Namely, the situation Erevin was, but Emer Lai, if he told him, don't worry, I'll do your Eruv for you, in that case, he does not have to double check that the shlichus was done. And by Meiser is learned from Erevin as well. If one guy had to instruct the other one, Asar al Yadai, please take Meiser off for me, Shutar Chlamid Imai. There, he does have to double check that it was done because the fellow didn't offer to do the job on his own. He had to be instructed to do it. So therefore, we have to double check that he actually did the job. And going into another case, let's say a person was told, Save Lakit Lacha Esim Te'inim Shali, you can go and pick 20 figs that are mine. Oichel Vahilich Vupater, the person who's picking them, can continue eating them outright, and he's put from taking off Meiser. Now, let's say the owner told him, Tseyu Malis Hakakala, go and fill up a basket. And we know that usually when a basket is being filled up, that's Kvias for Meisers. So Rebbe Aimer, Rebbe says, I say, he has to show him the basket that he's going to be filling up. What is considered the shear of the basket? So Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman says, B'Shem Rabbi Yonasan, Stam Kalkala Arbas Kabin. A Stam Kalkala, meaning an average size basket, holds 4 kav. Ugdayla Saw, a large basket holds a saw. Uktana, a small basket, Shlosh's Kabin, is 3 kav. And therefore the person just says, use a basket. So we assume that means a 4 kav basket. If he tells him to use a large basket, that means a saw. And if he tells him to use a small one, that's 3 kav. So now Rabbi Yonabai, Rabbi Yonasan, the question, when we say we have to make sure we know what size basket it is that talking about from Maestris or from Midas Hadin? Meaning, are we saying that these pairs are not considered officially established that they have to have Maestris taken off of them until they're in a particular size basket? That's the Maestris? Or are we saying Limid Sadin? When the fellow is told you could fill up a basket, he has to know what size basket he's allowed to fill up. And he can't fill up a larger basket than what the owner's allowing him to. And maybe that's what we're referring to. And here we would have Nafkamina. In Timur Maestris Samres, if you want to say that this din, that we have to know what size the basket is referring to Maestris, well, Kalshkin Limid Sadin. For sure, we would say Limid Sadin. We have to know what size the basket is to make sure the person's not taking too many figs. However, in Timur Limid Sadin Samres, if you want to say he has to know what type of basket to fill up in order to know how many figs he's allowed to take, Hala Maestris Loi, we would say that doesn't necessarily apply to Maestris, and that would mean that even if he ends up filling up a smaller basket worth of figs, there's still a kvias for Maestris. And Rabbi Yossi Pshita, Rabbi Yossi answered her, he determined that La Maestris is Amris, this was said for Maestris purposes, and Kol Shekhen Limid Sadin, for sure for Limid Sadin, in regards to how many figs he's allowed to take, you have to know what size basket we're referring to. Moving on to Yodal and Mabez, continuing to explain the Mishnah, we had said a case where there were some people sitting right by a chatzar or sitting inside a store, and they were given figs by an Amma Aretz, and the Mishnah told us, Hein Oichlin Upturin, that all the other people that are sitting around are allowed to eat these figs, Arai, they're potter, they don't have to take off Maestris. However, Ubal HaShar, Ubal HaChanos, Chayavin, the one that owns the Shar, meaning the one that owns the Chatzar, or the owner of the store, they're going to have to take off Maestris. And the Gemara explains, Hada Amr, this tells us, Shvisai Tevel Loi, Avol Loi Lacherim. His Shvisa, his establishment over here, makes the produce Tevel for him and not for others. As we already know, a Chatzar is Tevel Maestris, or a store is Tevel Maestris, and what we're learning from our Mishnah is that the Chatzar, the store, only makes a kvias for Maestris for the person who owns the Chatzar, or owns the store, but not other people that happen to be in the Chatzar, or happen to be in the store, and we're seeing this very clearly from our Mishnah. However, the Mishnah said, Rehuda Pater Vechulu, the Rehuda Pater's the owner of the Chatzar and the owner of the store for Maestris until they change the place where they're eating or until they turn around. And we had explained in the Mishnah, that's because where they currently are is embarrassing for them to eat. Other people could see them eating, and therefore, even though it's their Chatzar or their store, they're still not a kvias for Maestris. So Amar Blazer Blazer says, Rehuda Reb Nechemia Shneim Amru Davar Echad, Rehuda of our Mishnah, Reb Nechemia say the same thing. The Tanin Taman, we learned over there, which is the Mishnah later on in our Masechta, Reb Nechemia says, Kol She'ein Adam Bash Milaychal B'Saycha Chayaves. If a person's not embarrassed to eat inside this Chatzar, so then the Chatzar is Kaveh for Meiser. And Rabbi Yossi commented, Havin and Sovereign Meimar, originally we wanted to say, the Ma Pligin Reb Nechemia V'Rabbanon, what's the Machlekes Reb Nechemia and the Rabbanon, B'Chatzar Shu Bash Leichal B'Kula. If we're dealing with Chatzar, that the owner of the Chatzar is embarrassed to eat in the entire thing, the Rabbanon would say, it doesn't make a difference, a Chatzar is Kaveh for Meiser, whereas Reb Nechemia would say, since he's embarrassed to eat in every single place of his Chatzar, he simply wouldn't eat here because people could see him, his Chatzar is not Kaveh for him. However, if he's embarrassed to eat in part of the Chatzar, but in the other part of the Chatzar he's not embarrassed to eat there, there's no machlekes from Nechemia and the Rabbanon, and Reb Nechemia would agree that the entire Chatzar is Kaveh for Maaser. And Reb Yossi is saying that originally this is how we understood machlekes from Nechemia and the Rabbanon. However, in Ma'ad Amr Ablazar, from that which Reb Ablazar had just said before, Reb Yud and Reb Nechemia Shneim Amru Davar Echad, the Reb Yud and Reb Nechemia are saying the same exact thing, so Ada Amr, this tells us, Makam Shubash Pater, Makam She'ena Bash Chayev. We look at each and every part of the Chatzar individually. If he happens to be in a place in the Chatzar that he's embarrassed to eat this thing, so if he's still in that area, he's potter from taking off Maaser. However, if he turned his face or if he changed to a place in the Chatzar that he's not embarrassed to eat, so then the Chatzar is Kaveh for Maaser. And that's what Reb Nechemia holds, which is the same exact thing as Reb Yehuda. However, now we have a different understanding of Shitas Reb Yehuda. Amar Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan says, arguing with Reb Elazar, Div Reb Yehuda, what's understanding of Shitas Reb Yehuda? Asu Aisai B'yichar Shunait al Chatzar. He treats the owner of the Chatzar like a branch of a fig tree which is leaning over Chatzar. Let's say we have a fig tree outside the Chatzar, but one of the branches is leaning over into the Chatzar, and therefore all you have to do is stand in the Chatzar and pick the figs and eat them. So technically, the moment that the fig is picked, it should be chayv in Maaser, because we know that a Chatzar is kaveh for Maaser, and it's even though he's eating the fig right there. However, there is a heter in this case of yichar shunat al Chatzar, and that's what we apply in our case. All that's Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, in our case, again, where we have the owner of the Chatzar and an Amma Aretz giving him some figs, how would we understand Shitas Reb Yehuda? Ba'echal achas achas, if he's eating the figs one at a time, uba'echal rishos hakol, if he's eating along with everybody else, uv mishayir, and if there's still people left over eating after he's finished eating. If we have all of these three conditions, that the Baal Chatzar is eating the figs that he's given one by one, and he's not mitzayir for them, he doesn't eat them together, and also if he's eating them while everybody else is eating them as well, so it's considered like he's eating them bechabura, and also it has to be that he finished eating his figs and other people still have figs to eat, then we say that there isn't a kvias yet for Maestris. However, if we're missing one of these conditions, we say that since he's the Baal Chatzar, there's a kvias for Maestris. Now again, this is all the way Rabbi Yochanan understands Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. However, I'll tell you to Rabbi Elazar, according to the way Rabbi Elazar explained Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, afilu eino echal achas achas, even if he's not eating the figs one by one, and afilu eino echal brishas hakol, even if he's not eating with everybody else who got figs at the same time as him, and v'loy shir, even if when he finished there aren't still people left over with figs, still a Chatzar is not kaveh for Maestris if he's in a place where he's not comfortable to eat. And that's Machlekes, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Yechanan, how to understand Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.